fears over a possible federal ban on flavored nicotine has people learning how to make e-liquids at home. Vapers who have been mixing their own e-liquids for years describe the process online as simple, cheap, and with the proper precautions, safe. But some health officials are warning mixing liquid nicotine at home can expose people to dangerously high doses. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with Dr. Michael Siegel, professor of community health sciences at Boston University. Thanks for talking to us today. So what are some of your concerns about DIY vape liquids?
I think that right now, most of the vapers who are doing DIY are very experienced, and they really know what they're doing. But my fear is that if flavored e-liquids are banned, then there are going to be a lot of new people doing this who are novices and who don't really know what they're doing. And there are a number of risks. I think the first one is that nicotine itself is very toxic. If you even get it on your skin, it can be toxic. And certainly if you have children in the household and you don't store it properly, it can cause poisoning. So it's not something that, you know, people can be careless with. The second problem is that if you use oils in your liquid, if you mix oil in, it can be very toxic to the lung. And the third problem is that there are certain flavorings that really shouldn't be used because they're not safe. And so people who don't know what they're doing are, you know, could potentially be at risk.
All right. And so you're worried then if the feds say that they're going to outlaw all flavored nicotine, all flavored vaping products, that it's going to open the door to lots more people doing this?
Exactly. Because, you know, as I said, right now, people who are doing it know what they're doing. They're really experienced at it. But I think that if there's a blanket ban, federal ban on all flavored e-liquids, you know, a lot of people are going to just not going to be able to get their products. Some people aren't going to want to turn to the black market. So they're going to try to do it themselves. And then we're going to have a situation where a lot of novices are just mixing these potentially harmful chemicals without really knowing what they're doing. And this is the danger of having an unregulated market.
Why is nicotine legal to buy?
Well, the nicotine itself is not there's really no prohibition on the sale of nicotine. You know, there are regulations on cigarettes, there are regulations on e-cigarettes, but not on nicotine itself. So you can sell nicotine, you can buy it, you know, online, actually. Each of the ingredients in the e-liquid are readily available. So even if the whole product is banned, the individual ingredients that make up the e-liquids can still be purchased. And this is why we're likely going to see a black market if these products are banned. You don't need to have a chemical factory to make these e-liquids. You can do it in your own kitchen.
Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate your time. Dr. Michael Siegel, professor of community health sciences at Boston University.